Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. Fam, listen, welcome to another episode of the As the Leader Grows podcast. Again, I'm your host, Ken Jocelyn, and man, I'm just honored that so many of you guys are tuning in, downloading, man, leaving reviews. It literally blows me away. I walked into my F45 gym this morning. As soon as I got there, I was a little late. I got there like maybe 2 minutes before class started today. As soon as I walked in, one of the ladies that works out with me constantly just made a beeline straight to me. She goes, "I didn't know that you were a leadership expert." And I just kind of laugh. I said, "I don't know what kind of an expert I am." She goes, "Man, I've been listening to your podcast. I've been watching your stuff on Instagram." She goes, "That video you guys did on moving or walking slowly through the crowd," she goes, "that thing was just phenomenal. I gave it to my husband. He gave it to his CEO. And man, we would love to connect and learn more about what you guys are doing at GSD." And so as I record this podcast, it's a Tuesday morning. I just got back in town from Colorado, hanging out with my good friend, Matt Smith, the host of the Undercover Billionaire Bootcamp. For those of you guys that watched the Undercover Billionaire show, you know that Matt was and is he's the owner of several businesses, but he owns the Snooze Mattress Company, actually franchising that company now. But on the show, on the Undercover Billionaire show, it's where Grant Cardone, a.k.a. Lewis Curtis, they dropped Grant off in Pueblo, fake ID, fake name, glasses, shaved head, with a $100 bill. And Grant, through just some different relationships, met Matt. Matt hired him. They grew a business of, I think, $5.5 million in 90 days is what Matt was sharing this weekend. But just had an opportunity, an awesome opportunity to be able to share with a lot of business leaders this weekend. And literally at GSD, we created GSD to help business leaders do three things. That's build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. And it's been an unbelievable ride over the past couple years as we started GSD literally from scratch, from a meeting with one of my best friends, Nate May, in a coffee shop in just outside of Atlanta, 5-hour meeting where I don't even drink coffee, right? Where I'm just pouring my heart out to him, and he's writing in his one line journal all of the vision and the things that I have. And here we look up 2 years later and we've done some unbelievable things, making a huge impact in the world and in people's lives, in business leaders' lives, in people who are pursuing faith, trying to figure out, man, what is this Jesus thing? What does God have for me? Really desiring to be unbelievable entrepreneurs, but really have those that are interested in faith and are drawn to faith. Like, what does that look like in my life? So this weekend, again, had an awesome opportunity to speak to about 100, 150 people at Matt's Undercover Billionaire Bootcamp. And the number one question, guys, I got this weekend was this: Ken, how have you done what you've done as fast as you've done it? Like, how have you done what you've done so quickly? I want to take you guys back really quick. A pretty cool moment for me was we were on a mentorship call with Grant. I think there was about 1,100 people or so on this mentorship call with Grant and Elena, Jared Glant, the team down at Cardone. And we're on this call, and Grant gave us homework that night. He said, "Guys, I want you to ask 5 people to describe you in one sentence or less this week." This is your homework. In 1 week, ask 5 people. So I shot a text over to Jared real quick and I said, "Hey, I've got a question." So Grant calls on me and he goes, "Preacher, what you got?" I said, "Hey, G, this guy named Grant Cardone's given me some homework this week. I'm supposed to ask 5 people to describe me in one sentence or less. And since you and Elena are sitting there side by side, I would absolutely love if you would be my first 2. Grant laughs a little bit, and then he just kind of goes into thought mode. And about a few seconds after he's thinking, he looks back up at the camera. And again, there's over 1,000 people on this call. And he said, Ken, you always show up. Every time I look up, you're there. Whether it be one of my events, whether it be on social media, whether it be one of your events, every time I look up, you're there. And out of that conversation, out of my journey over the past couple of years, not just in business and growing GSD and growing, you know, the EXP Ken Jocelyn team, not just in the business side, but in my personal health journey as well. As I record this podcast today, I'm down about 75, 76 pounds. Although if I got on the scale today, I only may only be down about 70 pounds with all the food that I ate this weekend in Colorado that is not normally part of my nutrition or my health plan. But I'm down 75 to 76 pounds. And so over the last couple of years, I've developed this concept I want to talk about with you guys this morning called incremental, not monumental. Incremental, not monumental. And I describe that kind of the definition that I penned over the past year, year and a half for incremental, not monumental is this. If you've got a pen, I'd love for you to write this down. This will help you. Incremental, not monumental is small, daily, disciplined decisions over time, always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you when you do the right things every single day. So let me repeat that one more time for those of you guys listening on podcasts so you don't have to hit the 15-second back button. Incremental, not monumental, simply is small daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. So when people say, Ken, how have you done what you've done so quickly? I go right back to two things. Number one, relationships. I believe we talked about that this week on several of our podcasts and interviews. Number two, it's going to be the concept of incremental, not monumental. And so today I kind of want to unpack incremental, not monumental. And what does that look like? How do I live that incremental, not monumental life every single day? Because just as Grant said, he said, Ken, you always, always, always show up. Every time I look up, you're there. And guys, a couple of years ago, December the 9th, I believe of 2019, I got invited with probably about a dozen, 15 people to come down to 10X headquarters. I got to share my story in front of the entire team, about 180 employees of Grant's. And then I actually got to share, I was the one chosen out of the group to actually share my story to Grant and Jared and their team out of all those people. And I look up 2 years later, a little bit over 2 years later, and out of that circle of about 15 people, I can probably name off to you two or three that are still going, that are still, that have literally over the past 2 years not stopped. And then out of the group of the other group of people that were there that day, I can tell you people who go in spurts, like they'll do stuff for about a month or two, and then you don't hear from them for 4 or 5 months. Then they've got this big webinar, or then they've got this big book, and then they've got this big thing that they're doing, and they'll do that, and then you don't hear from them again for several months. And I'm telling you guys, those of you listening to the podcast this morning, there's one thing that I could emphasize to you today. It is the concept of incremental, not monumental. Small daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you when you do the right things every single day. So I want to jump into three of our five core values and how we process through incremental, not monumental. We've got five core values: passion, focus, intentionality, teachability, and flexibility. And I want to talk about those first three today: passion, focus, and intentionality. Number one is passion. Passion for us on our core value is how do I attack the day? The only way I can attack the day is if I have something to go after. I have got to have some goals. So what does that look like? For those of you guys that are listening to the podcast, I want to encourage you, go to growstackdrive.com/planner. growstackdrive.com/planner. So the very first thing I do, like I have a morning routine. So passion is how do we attack the day? How do we go after our goals? Well, if I don't write goals down a couple times a day, then I don't have anything to attack. One of the things I say a lot is this, that your work day does not start when your alarm clock goes off. Your work day better start the night before. Literally the night before, 10, 15 minutes before I go to bed, I grab my GSD planner. I go through my itinerary or my daily planner for the next day. And I literally go to my Google Calendar and all of that stuff goes inside of my planner. And then I look at any open spots that I have, and I have 4 calendar color codes on my Google Calendar that I know every single day I need to have these 4 colors in my calendar. And I'll give you those 4 things. And that's going to roll right into our focus time. So passion is how I attack the day. Focus is how I spend every minute. So, and these kind of really go together like hand in glove. So passion is how do I attack the day? How do I go after my goals? Focus is how do I spend each minute? How do I dominate my calendar? So I grab my calendar. I look on my Google Calendar. I make sure I've got 2 or 3 screens right here as I'm recording today. I look on my Google Calendar. There's 4 color codes: blue, green, yellow, and red. Blue, green, yellow, and red. Number 1 is blue. Blue is my personal development. It's everything that has to do with me becoming the best version of me. So you've got to have time every single day. For me, there is a 2-hour block every single day for me. And if you notice, it's the very first thing that's on my calendar. It usually starts in between 4 to 4:30 a.m. and goes for a minimum of 2 hours. And inside of that, inside of the passion, how do I attack today? Because I'm a huge daily routine guy. I'm a huge morning routine guy. John Maxwell says, show me your daily schedule. Show me your daily calendar. I'll tell you how successful you're going to be. So literally, guys, when I get up out of bed, and this is the thing, when I plan the night before, and I'm going to talk about the planner in just a second. When I plan the night before, when my alarm clock goes off, or I beat my alarm clock, which I do a lot of times, because some of you guys, when the alarm clock hits, you just snooze, 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 snooze. And then at the very end, you're like, I got to get out of bed. The reason you do that is because your goals that you have in your life aren't big enough. If you need an alarm clock to get out of bed, your goals for your life are not big enough. Let me repeat myself. If you need an alarm clock to get out of bed, your goals aren't big enough. And what happens is at the end of the day, we're so tired. We're so like fed up with the day because there's no purpose. There's no fulfillment. There's no why. There's none of those things exist for the vast majority of us. So when you get up in the morning, it's like, nah, I'm just not really sure even what I'm going to do today. So passion is how I attack today. That's how I'm going after my goals. And the reason and the why behind I can go after my goals is focus. That's second core value. How do I take advantage, squeeze every ounce of productivity, every ounce of potential out of every second of every minute of every day? So grab my planner in the morning, or actually in the morning when I get up, I was going through my morning routine. Alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. I'm up. I grab my phone. I go to my YouVersion Bible app. I do right now I'm in the middle of a Luke. I think it's the book of Luke. I'm going through a Bible app right now in the book of Luke. So I do, that's about 5 minutes. It's a little audio teaching, about 5 to 10 minutes. And then I just listen to whatever chapter of Luke that I'm in that day. I'll hit some worship music on. I always take a screenshot. If you follow me on Instagram, it's at Ken Jocelyn, super easy. You'll notice every single day, probably 330 to probably 340 days a year. I don't miss it very often. The very first thing I post every morning is a screenshot of whatever worship song I'm listening to that morning. And then I'll give you a link to it so you know exactly what I'm listening to. So I'll put some worship music on. My pre-workout's already made to go to the gym. It's sitting in the refrigerator. My workout clothes are folded and laying on a chair in the corner in like a little sitting area in my master bedroom. So I walk over to my chair, go brush my teeth. I walk over to my chair. I get dressed. I've got my pre-workout out of the refrigerator. And I'm drinking my pre-workout. And I'm literally listening to some worship music, listening to my Audible book, whatever. I'm like right now I'm doing Brendan Burchard's High Performance Habits book that my coach Randy Garn has sent me and for my team. So I'm constantly growing. So blue is where I develop myself. So that happens there. Then when I go to the gym, and then guys, listen, when I'm in the car, here's a tidbit. When you're in the car, try not to listen to more music than you do podcasts or Audible. It's a great opportunity for you to be able to learn and grow yourself. So blue, number 1, is how I develop myself. Green, number 2, you can probably guess, green's where I go after and I make money. Green's where I make money. So I am intentionally blocking time off every single day to be able to go after revenue. I've got to move the needle when it comes to revenue, because we've got a huge staff, a huge payroll. Our payroll probably now I would say is 250, 300 grand a year just in our payroll, not including myself. That's literally just our support staff, advisory board, probably even more than that. The company that does all of our media, the company that does all of our content on social media, the company that does all of our web, our strategy, our ad purchasing, all of our advertising on social media. Literally, there's a lot. So I have to, as the CEO of GSD and the lead sales guy, I've got to make sure that I've got time blocked away to be able to generate revenue. That third color block on my calendar, so we've got blue, we've got green, yellow is the third one. Yellow is the time where I work on the business, not in the business. It's where I pull back and I dream. It's where I pull back and we work on systems, where we work on SOPs, where we work on processes. Because here's one truth about your business that I want you to understand. As your business grows, every single step, every single breakpoint that you get to as a business owner, what's going to happen is it's going to expose the weakness in, as my good friend and coach Sean Lovejoy talks about, culture, systems, and teams. But especially your systems and your processes, it's going to expose those things. So we've really been spending a lot of time at GSD over the past four weeks, really working on our system so we can take our GSD community right now, which is at 5 or 6 dozen people who are part of our community, the 500 people that is our goal to be at Create Conference next year. We're creating that where we can scale that, where we can 10X that, and all of the systems and processes could handle growth of 10X. Like literally, if we went from 500 to 5,000 at our Create Conference, the number one entrepreneur conference in the Southeast, we could handle that growth. So if we 10X'd and went from 60 people, our goal at the end of the year is 250 inside of our GSD community. So we can go from 60 to 250. All the systems and processes are there to be able to handle that growth. But at every step of growth, every breaking point in your company, you're going to experience some tension, and it's going to expose weaknesses in the areas of, and most often it's going to be in your systems, it's going to be in your culture, or it's going to be in your teams. So those are the three areas. So blue, green, yellow, red is the last one. Red is where I spend time with those people that I love. So even today on the way home from the gym, I text one of my older daughters. She's 22 years old. And I was like, hey, Dad, would love to spend some time with you this week, because she's super busy. She's on staff full time at Highlands College and busy and working out and doing all her lifting and CrossFit and all the stuff she does. And so we made an appointment in the morning at 7 a.m. I'm going to go to the 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. F45 class tomorrow. And then we're doing breakfast at 7 a.m. at First Watch. So that went in my calendar this morning. And if you look on my Google calendar, it's listed in red. So the people that I spend time with, and I want to encourage you guys, especially those of you guys that are married, here's three little tidbits I'm going to give you really, really quick that are huge for people that are married or in a relationship. You've got to have red time on your calendar, one-on-one red time with your spouse or your significant other, your partner, whatever you want to call them, at least once a week. So date once a week, do an overnight once a quarter, and do at least a getaway where you're gone for 3 to 5 days once a year. And you've got to take that time on your calendar to be intentional in doing that. Because if you have a dentist appointment, you got a doctor's appointment, you've got something like that, you put that on that calendar, you don't miss that appointment. Because you know if you do, you're gonna have to pay the doctor anyway. But those type of appointments are really important. Anytime you schedule an appointment for your kid, whether it be doctor, whether it be the orthodontist, any type of appointment like that, whether it be for a massage, or whether it be for a mani-pedi, whatever that looks like for you, when you make that appointment, it goes in your calendar and you're there. There's some accountability there. So on these four color codes, blue, green, yellow, and red, I want you to make sure that you have all four of these color codes every single day in your calendar. So how do I process and how do I live out the principle or the concept of incremental, not monumental? I do it through those two core values, passion, focus, and then the last one is intentionality. And intentionality is huge. Intentionality for us is really how we communicate with one another and with our clients. It's how we communicate with one another on our team and how we communicate with our clients. So in that concept or that principle of incremental, not monumental, small daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. So intentionality, and here's what I want to share with that. So intentionality for us and our core value for our team is how do we communicate with one another, which would include myself, and how do I communicate with our clients? And I want to specifically talk for just a minute about how I communicate to myself. We talk a lot about limiting beliefs like fear, insecurity, scarcity, comparison, shame, and success. Like those are the six limiting beliefs that we believe that we see more often than any other ones. And again, the definition of limited belief is something that prohibits us from seeing the potential of our future. It robs our ability to be able to dream. And so when we lean into the core value of intentionality, what it does is this. It helps me understand that I've got to be intentional in what I say to myself first. We do that, and what we would call that is going to be an affirmation. We have five affirmations. I have five affirmations that I do every single day. I write them in my GSD planner. I literally look in a mirror. So some of you guys may be watching this video on Instagram. I literally will set my phone up. I'll turn the camera around and I will speak to myself. I'll do it in the bathroom mirror. I'll do it in the rearview mirror in my car on the way to the gym in the morning. And there's five core values, and I'll run through these really, really quick for you. Number one, I have a millionaire mindset. I have a millionaire mindset. And that comes from T. Harv Eker's book. I believe it's The Millionaire Mindset. It's a phenomenal book, but I have a millionaire mindset. My second one is I will live a life where my heart, head, and relationships are in alignment. I talk about this one core value probably more than any other. My heart's where I dream. My head's where I believe. And when I can get those two things in alignment, things begin to happen really, really quickly in my life. So when we talk about incremental, not monumental, it's passion, how I attack my goals, how I attack my calendar, intentionality, how do I attack my limited beliefs? So I live a life where my heart, head, and relationships are in alignment. When you start seeing your heart and your head come in alignment, so your heart's where you dream, your head's where you believe, your belief system is what's going to dictate what you say and what you do. So if your belief system is limited and you struggle with some of those limiting beliefs that I named earlier, what happens is your heart's dreaming this unbelievable picture for your life, but you're never seeing those things come to pass because your belief system won't allow you to. Your dream, your vision will trip over your belief system every single time. But when you're intentional on speaking to yourself and speaking to those limiting beliefs, and with affirmations, like I just said, I'll live a life where my heart, head, and relationships are in alignment. Because when you see your heart and your head start getting in alignment, you're going to see things start coming to pass in your life. The needle is literally going to move so fast. You're going to see things done exponentially and at a speed and at a rate that other people around you look and go, man, that is unbelievable, which is exactly what we've been seeing. If you want to run over to my Instagram page at Ken Jocelyn, look at my before and after picture. Every time I show my before and after picture, 76 pounds down, I get a gasp from the audience. And it happened again this weekend in Colorado. Every single time. So how do I speak to myself? That's two of my affirmations. My other ones are, I am whole. I choose to use past pain to help others find healing. I honor and respect those I love most. My actions will be a true reflection of my heart, and I am enough because I am His child. So guys, the concept of incremental, not monumental, small daily disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental success. Always, always, always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you if you do the right things every single day. How do I do it? I use three of our core values. Passion, it's how I attack my goals. Focus is how I attack my day. And intentionality is how I attack my limited beliefs. Expand and grow my mindset so I can actually see the things that my heart believes, my heart dreams, the picture that I paint, where I can actually see those things come to pass. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us today for the As a Leader Grows podcast, do me a favor. If you would, share this. If this has helped you, blessed you in any way, share this with your friends. Like, subscribe, download. If you will also leave us a 5-star review, that would be absolutely amazing. I'd be much appreciative. And again, we love you guys. Honored for you to be a part of our GSD community. If you want to learn more, you can go to growstatdrive.com. I also offer 10 days of our GSD community for free, growstatdrive.com/crush10, the number 10. So CRUSH, that's crushing limiting beliefs. I'm sure you picked up on that, crush 10. So that's crush. And then the number's 10. That's 10 days of free coaching. You get access to two of our coaching calls that we do, dozens of entrepreneurs from around the country, where we literally talk about some of the same transferable business principles that I talked about today in a community. Listen, every individual needs three relationships: a community, a good circle, and a good corner. Talk to you guys next week. Thank you again for joining us today. Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth. Whether it is here or elsewhere, the best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.